This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Aiman and Lin. And joining us in the studio for the market wrap is Sean Tanis. So, a South Korean court has sentenced Samsung Electronics Board Chairman Lee Sang-hoon with a maximum 1 year jail term for sabotaging union activities. What's the story here, Sean?
Yeah, so Lee and about 25 others, they were charged for sabotaging union activities which were formed by subcontractors. Workers at Samsung Electronics Service. So when union activities took place in the company back in 2013, Samsung made strategies to weaken these unions and disrupt their operations from within. So they systematically infiltrated these unions using Samsung executives and employees. They then found out sensitive information about union members to convince them to leave the union.
Yeah.
And then they also induced the closure of all these firms who are facilitating these subcontractors with active unions. And then they're also guilty of delaying negotiations between labor and the management. So they are paying for it now.
So basically, they just behave terribly. There's no part of that. Yeah, it's like stomach turning. So the decision also comes after last week's ruling by the same court, where Samsung Electronics vice president was handed with a 16-month jail term for union busting activities at the now defunct affiliate Samsung Everland. So Samsung have collectively accepted their mistakes in the wake of these court verdicts. It's been a tough week, but also, I mean, I'm hoping a time for some reflection and closure.
Right. So Samsung basically admitted their understanding and view towards labor unions in the past fell short of society's expectations.
That is an understatement.
It's just one way to put it.
You just don't do that. It's not like society's expectation on you. And then a professor at the Seoul National University quoted in the Reuters report also described these court rulings as a signal of change for South Korean judicial system, which has come under some scrutiny in the past, because we know previously they gave lenient sentences to convicted businessmen in cases like this. So the analyst also says Samsung's new leader, J.Y. Lee, and needs to build industrial relations which are basically in line with global standards. But of course, Lee himself is implicated in separate trials in a corruption scandal, which is linked with former South Korean President Park Geun-hye. So for now, you really just don't know whether the worst is over for them.
So back home on Bursa, Malaysia, Pharma Niaga Logistics Berhad renewed its contract with the Ministry of Health today. What's the update there?
Yeah, so the contract has been extended for another 25 months to make way for a smooth transition to a new company. So after this, the selection process will be made through open tenders, and this involves all 700 types of medicines supplied by Pharma Niaga. So the extension of the contract will also ensure the supply of medicines and medical equipment will not be disrupted. So in terms of logistics, Deputy Health Minister Dr. Lee Boon Chye says the five-year period is enough time to do the transition. And at close today, Pharma Niaga counter saw over 500 million shares traded, and it closed up 10 cents at 2 ringgit and 14 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.